Chapter 9, verse 9 says, they have deeply corrupted themselves, as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore, he will remember their iniquity, and he will visit their sins. Now, this is an important phrase here. Don't overlook when it says, as in the days of Gibeah. Like, what is that? What does that mean? Why is it saying they've corrupted themselves? Obviously, this is an important, this is basically showing us, it's going to illustrate to us how wicked and perverse the people have gotten. Why is that? Well, if you study Gibeah, Gibeah is north of Jerusalem. And Gibeah is pretty well known in the Old Testament, just, you know, being the area where Phinehas buried his father, okay? It's where Saul was from. It's where he basically lived. And if you study Gibeah in the Bible, you know, there's not a whole lot of corruption that took place within that city, within that region, other than what we see in Judges chapter 19. Because guess who pertains to Gibeah? The Benjamites in Judges chapter 19. And who are the Benjamites in Judges chapter 19? The sons of Belial. Now, you know, is there any coincidence that in the book of Judges, the word teraphim is used? By the way, the only place teraphim is used in the Bible is in the book of Judges and Hosea. He said, what's a teraphim? It's an image. It's an idol. So you have teraphims only used in the book of Judges. Then you have the tribe of Benjamin in Gibeah, right? And who are the Gibeonites in Judges chapter 19? These wicked faggot sodomite reprobates who rape a woman who wanted to originally rape a man, ended up taking the woman and killing her, okay? So this is what that's referring to. Because you won't find Gibeah corrupting themselves anywhere else in the Bible other than Judges chapter 19. So when it says that they've deeply corrupted themselves as in the days of Gibeah, it's referring to Judges chapter 19. Now, how do we know that they work hand in hand? Because the same idolatry that's taking place in Judges chapter 19 and before that is the same idolatry that's taking place in Hosea, in the book of Hosea. They're serving Baal. They're serving Baal. What does that mean? They're rejecting the Lord. And what happens when you reject the Lord? God gives you over to uncleanness to do those things which the Benjamites did, which belonged to Gibeah, which were in the region of Gibeah.